From St. Paul's letter to the Romans, part of chapter 8. We know that in everything, God works for good with those who love him. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, will he not also give us all things with him? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. So who is to condemn? Is it Christ Jesus who died? And more than that, who was raised to life? Surely not. For he is at the right hand of God and intercedes for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Well now, when Emma, Caroline, Christine and I got together in mid-June to plan this farewell service and came up with the title, Changing Times with an Unchanging God, as our conversation flowed and the various parts of the service emerged, little did we suspect quite what changing times we would find ourselves in by mid-July, just 4 weeks later. Over this past month, we have, of course, had the EU referendum, followed by the resignation of the Prime Minister, a swift election of his successor, much quicker than expected, a whole new cabinet appointed, and all the while the contest for the leader of the opposition, throwing up ever new twists and turns, and still yet to be resolved. In addition to the political upheaval here in the UK, the horrific terrorist attack on Bastille Day in Nice this past week, and the attempted coup in Turkey only a couple of days ago, have only seemed to increase the sense of unease gripped by many. At a press conference following the Brexit result, Mark Carney, Governor of the Bank of England, said, "To emerge from an uncertain world with confidence, people and businesses need a fixed point by which to navigate." I'm not sure that Mark Carney can offer any fixed point, financial or economic or indeed anything other, come to that. But I do know that as Christians, we do have a fixed point. God. God the Father, revealed in God the Son, made known to us by God the Holy Spirit. Paul, writing to the church in Rome, expresses his confidence in God through a series of questions and inferred answers. He declares the reasons for his readiness to put his trust in him, no matter what. If God is for us, who can be against us? He asks. That is, anyone of any significance. Not that there is no one against us, but no one we need fear, and nothing that need deflect us from the journey we are making. And he goes on to build on this by reminding his readers that this God who is rooting for us, who is on our side, is the one who for our sakes gave up himself in his Son, demonstrating the boundlessness of his love and grace, and thus his willingness to give us all things in Christ, just as he has placed all things in the hands of his Son when he sat down in victory following his resurrection and ascension. Now, Paul knows that there is one who is constantly seeking to accuse us before the Father. Indeed, he is known as the accuser of the brethren. He loves to point the finger and draw attention to our shortcomings. But, says Paul, we have one who, though judge, is also the one who justifies, who forgives and cleanses, who, as you may have heard if you were at a service this Sunday morning from the lectionary reading for today, delights to present us wholly in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation. This is our God. This is our fixed point of reference. This is the one in whom we can have confidence. And more than this, this God, our God, prays for you and for me. Intercedes for us, pleading our cause, upholding us in prayer, drawing us close to the throne of grace so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And it is in the light of all this that Paul asks, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? And we might want to add economic uncertainty, terrorist attacks, broken dreams, unfulfilled ambitions, inevitable changes, new challenges. Well, here at this point, Paul does not depend on inference. He wants there to be no doubt at all about the answer. And so he declares quite boldly, no, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Nothing and no one, he says, as he lists a whole host of possibilities that includes both the present and the future will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And to that I say amen and amen. I learnt from this week's notice sheet that we use at Roehampton, for which I thank Emma. Where is she? I thank Emma because I discovered them being used over at Heston and decided that they were so good that I would do the same, and which has a pre-printed one side with thoughts on the lectionary readings and little articles. Learned only today that it was the Greek author Homer who wrote, "I know not what the future holds, but I know who holds the future." Well, a little bit like Mark Carney, I don't know who Homer thought held the future, but I believe I do know. As a more modern hymn writer puts it, "I do not know what lies ahead, the way I cannot see. Yet one stands near to be my guide. He'll show the way to me. I know who holds the future, and he'll guide me with his hand. With God, things don't just happen. Everything by him is planned. So as I face tomorrow with its problems, large and small, I'll trust the God of miracles and give to him my all." My dear friends, as we all face these changing times, in our world, in our country, in this circuit, in our individual lives, give God your all and trust in him. I can testify over 30 plus years of ministry and nearly 65 years of living. Despite all that has happened, and not all of it has been easy, there has been pain and disappointments along the way, as well as much joy and satisfaction. God has not once let me down. He is the faithful one, the rock, an anchor, my hope and certainty, as Chris and Caroline sang earlier. If you have not yet taken Christ as your Saviour and Lord, do so tonight. He will not fail you. And if you are already living that life of faith, as many of you are, continue in confidence. Fix your eyes upon Christ, for he is our fixed point of reference. By him, you shall navigate these days ahead. Thank you for being part of my life these past 8 years, and some here for much longer. Even as you have supported me in prayer, in friendship, resources, and in many other ways, I do ask and pray that you will do exactly the same for Ali as she takes up this responsibility of lay urban missioner. Just trying to catch her eye. Oh, there she is. She's sitting down there. Bless you. Support her in every single way. She brings many, many gifts to this job, to this vocation. And I know that the people of Roehampton are going to be much blessed by her ministry. As you know, we will still be part of your lives as we uphold you in our prayers. As Charles Wesley wrote, "Blessed be the dear uniting love that will not let us part. Our bodies may far off remove," well, to South Lincolnshire at any rate, "we still are one in heart. Oh, may we ever walk with him and nothing know beside, nothing desire, nothing esteem, but Jesus crucified. Partakers of the Saviour's grace, the same in mind and heart, nor joy, nor grief, nor time, nor place, nor life, nor death shall part." God bless you all. Amen.